Yes.
Not our Vaishnava. If you say, you have to say it this or. Yes. Yes. Otherwise, keep on it. Om Adhyana Kheeranna Sagranandana Sahataya Taksuru Militam Vena Tatmai Sri Guravai Namaha Sri Kaitanya Mano Vrittana Pratitana Vena Bhutale Sahanya Rupa Ramayam Dadati Kapadam Dhikam Mallihan Sri Guru Sri Guru Parakamalam Sri Guru Vaisavam Sri Rupam Sahagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunathamitam Tam Sajivam Sahagdaitam Sahagdaitam Sahagudhutam Pariyana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahaganam Nirita Sri Visakha Nidans He Krishna Karunasindhu Dinamanda Jagatpati Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastuti Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So you keep there? You can keep here. It is open? Jugupsitam dhanma kritim sasata Samhava raptasya mahamiti. So, in our last meeting, we have been discussing that sasra scriptures, if they simply deal with material activities, of course, material activities should be regulated. To come to the spiritual platform. But if we do not come to the spiritual platform, simply some regulative principle on the material platform will not help us. Religiosity means to prepare the ground for being elevated to the spiritual platform. And just like it is said, dharma sanusita punsa vishakshena kathasya no padayat ratingyadi samayam vikir. Dharma really has said everything is very punctual. One is going punctually to the church or to the temple and executing all ritualistic ceremonies very rigidly, following the rules and regulations. But at the end, if he has not developed love for God, then Bhagavan says, Samaya Vaikeva. This is simply labor. Formalities. Caste priest, caste Goswami, the spiritual master, simply a formality. But the objective is not Krishna, objective is material happiness. That sort of
really after he has fallen, the regulative principle will not help. So, back they say, Jugupsitan, this is abominable. Because if you simply stick to that principle, you are authority. People will understand that this is religion, nothing more. Namannati tasya nibaranam jana yadbhakat. You know, jadjeva pravichimaga nindate tasi nivichimage tadvasya tyagi naiva parameshvara sutha svarupanuhute kim tad jasa kathanenapi tatraha vichakkhana iti vichakkhana api nipuna kacchideva nivittita sarvakriya nivittya asa viha sukhang nidvikalpa ka sukhatmakam swarupam vedikam gyatam maharati. One may be very expert in the matter of executing religious performances, but that does not mean he can be elevated to the spiritual platform. Vichakkhanasya arhati veditam vibho ananta parasya nivittita sukham pravartamanasya gunai ranatmana tata bhavan darsa cheshitam vibho. This may be little helpful to rise to the spiritual platform, but unless one is actually engaged in the service of the Lord, it cannot be achieved perfectly. Then, that's what says, Narada Muni says, tata karunat he vibho anatmana dehabhimana atayva gunai sattadhivi pravattamanasya janaya janasya darsaya bhavaniti tamidha bhavaniti. Therefore, you write literature in such a way that people will become attracted to Krishna or the Supreme Lord. Simply official understanding of Krishna, God is greater, Krishna is all-powerful. But my attention is only how to improve my material condition. This picture was given in our Back to Godhead. Perhaps you all remember that a bridegroom party was to go to the bride's home in India, the marriage party, bridegroom party. The bride, his father, his relatives go with the bridegroom to the bride's home, and the marriage ceremony takes place there in the presence of all kinds of relatives. That is the system. So, the marriage was to take place in a different village some miles away. And in Bengal, the land is full of rivers. The rivers are considered to be high roads. So it was settled that the bridegroom's party will start in the evening before the marriage day and reach there in the morning and rest whole day, and in the evening the marriage will get there. So they brought up on a boat, and the boat was started, and all the members of the bridegroom's party, they fell asleep. It was on the river. The breeze was very pleasing. And next morning when they arose, they saw they are standing on the same place. Then they are surprised, how is that? The boatman was asked, how is that we are in the same place? We are not proceeded there. in a few years, Haridas. So the god man said that we were flying before night, I do not know how it happened. Then one boatman found out that the anchor was not taken out. The anchor was fixed up, and the whole night they are flying, and the boat was round about the anchor only, moving, and it was did not go a step forward. So similarly, if our anchor, that we want this material happiness, for which we may worship God, we may go to the temple, go to the church, offer our respect, Atvarthati, that is accepted and good. But one has to go far above that position. That means, if one being distressed approaches Krishna, that, my Lord, I am in distress, please help me. The qualification is good in this sense that he, somehow or other, he has approached God. But his motive is not pure. His motive is material enjoyment. So, Vyasadeva says, this kind of instruction in your book will not help people to come to the standard of pure devotional service, which can free from all material bondage. That is the whole purpose. Then what is to be done? The same thing as Krishna advised, that sarva-dharmān parityajya-māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ gacchati. You haven't got to do anything. Simply be engaged in Krishna consciousness. So, here, of course, I am very pleased that the boys and girls who have come to me, they have immediately taken to Krishna. But India, although this Bhagavad Gita is the scripture of Hindus and the Indians, still they are not so easy to access Krishna consciousness because their brain is puzzled. Somebody says that you worship Goddess Kali, somebody says that you worship Lord Shiva, somebody says you worship Brahma. So mostly in temples, the temples which are meant for earning some money, they have got all kinds of deities. In one place there is Lord Shiva, one place there is Goddess Kali, one place there is Ramchandra, one place is just like store. You go to a store and you find all kinds of goods are ready there. Whatever goods you want, you pay price and take. So that is another business. That whoever you may love, please come to my temple, pay something, and you see your God is there. So, and there are some missionary activities also. They say that whatever God you may worship, it is the same. But our Vaishnava philosophy does not say that. Vaishnava philosophy says God is vast. Nothing, Vaishnava philosophy do not think that it is sectarian. This is based on basic conclusion. In the Rig Veda also, it is said God is one. God Vishnu. Vishnu is Paramampada, he is Supreme. Veda does not say that Brahma is Supreme, or Lord Shiva is the Supreme, or God is Kali is Supreme. No. God Vishnu Param, this is Rig Veda mantra. And so far Bhagavad Gita is concerned, it is clearly said there, by Krishna, he says, I am the Supreme. Nobody is better than me. We find in Brahma Samhita also the same thing तीसरा परम कृष्ण। तो एक्चुअली इन द वेदा द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड ही एक्सेप्टेड विष्णु और नारायण और कृष्णा डिफरेंट नेम्स ऑफ विष्णु तत्व इवन शंकराचार्य ही ऑल्सो एक्सेप्ट नारायण पर नारायण इज द सुप्रीम नारायण सो गॉड इज वन बट देयर आर डिफरेंट काइंड्स ऑफ डेमी गॉड्स दैट इज ऑल्सो अ फैक्ट दे आर एक्सेप्टेड एज डिफरेंट पार्ट्स एंड पार्सल्स ऑफ गॉड एज वी आर ऑल्सो द डेमी गॉड्स आर ऑल्सो लिविंग एंटिटीज दे आर नॉट विष्णु तत्व देर आर विष्णु तत्व जीव तत्व एंड शक्ति तत्व विष्णु तत्व इज सुप्रीम एब्सोल्यूट जीव तत्व इज पार्ट एंड पार्सल एंड शक्ति तत्व इज द एनर्जी सो द डेमिगॉड्स ही कैन बिकम ए डेमिगॉड ही कैन बिकम इफ यू फॉलो द प्रोसेस हाउ टू बिकम Then you can become one day the demigod in the sun planet. It is not difficult. You can become one day even Lord Brahma. Just like you can become one day President Nixon like him. That requires your qualification, but you can. But you cannot become Krishna or Narayana. That is not possible. God is Lord. You cannot become God. But you can become part and parcel of God, more powerful. That is possible. Just like you are all Americans, but some of you can become a big officer in the government, as the president, the secretary, the governor. But that position is better than ordinary man. Similarly, the demigods are like that. They are different officers of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. These things are described in Bhagavatam that the sun rises under the order of the Supreme Lord. The moon rises under the order of the Supreme Lord. The ocean is not disturbing. It is calm and quiet. Not calm and quiet. It is not in its position by the order of the Supreme Lord. So everyone is acting under the Supreme Lord. And Chaitanya Chaitamrita says, Ekala Ishwar Krishna. Yeah. The Supreme Lord is only Krishna. Ekala Ishwar Krishna Arsa Vritta. Or any other demigod or even Vishnu Tattva, even Narayan Vishnu, there are so many, manifestation of Vishnu Tattva. They are all subordinate to Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. So here the point is that just direct people to Krishna are the Supreme Lord. Don't misguide them that here is another God, here is another God. The Bhagavad Gita also in the last instruction, Bhagavan says, Mam ekam. Ekam means one. Only surrender to me. So, this is the body of all deities. But, if somebody thinks that I can worship Brahma, I can worship Kali, I can worship Shiva, or many other demigods is still the same thing. This is impersonalist view, it is not a fact. Because according to them, the absolute truth is impersonal. There is no question of personality. But because we cannot concentrate our devotional energy or attention in the impersonal feature, therefore, let us imagine some form of God. This is the principle of the impersonal. Imagine some form of God, they get perfection, and ultimately they become impersonal, merge into the equivalence, Brahma Jyoti. That is their philosophy. The Mahabharata philosophy and Vaishnava philosophy differs here. Our Bhagavad says that ultimate truth, as truth, is the first Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan. The message says that you direct people's attention to the Supreme Personality of God. Now the question is that one may take to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead without understanding the truth by sentiment. Just like sometimes it is mostly in this country, some of the disciples, some of the students are coming, not that one has understood this philosophy very nicely and is convinced. Some of them are coming by sentiment. All right, let me join this Krishna consciousness movement. So, in that case, what happens? Suppose one does not understand the philosophy, but he comes to join this Krishna consciousness movement, then what is the effect? That is also clearly explained by Narada Bells. That tattva sadhanmam charanamigam hari bhajanna pakkuta patishta sujadi jatra ko kova abhadra abhud amushakin kova suyatu abhudatang sadharmata. So, Narada said that giving up all other engagements, just like it is instructed in the Bhagavad Gita, that give up all other engagements. Simply surrender. So if somebody, out of sentiment, without understanding, out of sentiment, surrenders, comes to Krishna. He has many duties to perform, his family life, his duty to the country, so many duties, everyone has got so many duties, but one gives up all other duties, simply comes to Krishna. Then what happens to him? This is very important. Verse Narada Muni. He says, the sadharma, everyone has got some occupational duty. So he gives it up, according to the instruction of Krishna. And charanamrijam hari, and begins devotional service, Krishna consciousness. Then after some time, just like many, when I came in the beginning, there were many, not many, if you say within 5 or 6, they were working with me, but now they are not working. So that is possible. Because one may come by sentiment, then after staying for some time, he may find it, oh, what is this Krishna consciousness? Let me do something else. Or let me join in a previous occupation. So Narada Muni says that even a person joins Krishna consciousness, giving up all other occupational duties, and without being mature, falls down. There are so many reasons one may fall down. Not only, actually, the reason is Maya. Maya, it is a fight. To take to Krishna consciousness means it is a fight against Maya. Maya is trying to keep you captivated within this material world. But if anyone takes to Krishna consciousness, Maya has to give him up. Maya cannot control anymore. That is not the jurisdiction of Maya. because you have read in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna says, Devi Desha Gunamai Mahamaya Durutte. It is very, very, very difficult to get out of the grip of the strong one. It's not. But Mami Vaja Prakrodante, if anyone comes to me in ascendance to me, Mayamitam Tarantit, he immediately becomes out of the jurisdiction of mine. So Maya is strong, always. Just like I was explaining this morning, what is Maya? Maya is already there, side by side, Krishna and Maya. That's like this light. This side is light, this side is darkness. Take this example. This light, the one side is very bright, another side is dark. So this darkness and this light is always side by side. Similarly, Krishna and Maya, because Maya is one of the energy of Krishna. When back there, by bhakti yoga meditation, experience the whole thing. What did he see? He saw Krishna. Apasat purusan purna. He saw the Supreme Person. Maya tatada pasrayam. And he saw also Maya on the back side. Just like when if you stand the light side, your shadow is not on the light side. It's the left. The shadow is on the back side. So on our back side, the Maya is there, although you are in front of Krishna. So, as soon as you become little slack in Krishna consciousness, immediately Maya is ready to catch it. Maya is always going side by side. As Krishna is all pervading, the Maya is also all pervading. As soon as there is lack of Krishna consciousness, there is immediately Maya. Krishna bhulya ji bhogavancha kare, pasuti maya tare japotiya dhare. Japotiya dhare means embrace. What is that? What is called to capture like this? Embrace? Yes. So as soon as one Krishna bhulya, forgets Krishna. Forgetting Krishna means sense enjoyment. Two things are there. One, the materialistic persons, they are engaged in the activities of sense enjoyment, forgetting Krishna. And the transcendentalists, the devotees, they even though they are not forgotten, but they are not interested in sense enjoyment, they are interested in Krishna. That is the difference. This is Maya and Krishna. So, Maya is always strong as soon as a little slack in Krishna consciousness, Maya is captured. In this same process, so here it is said, bhajanna pakkho. If one is not very strong, and not very much advanced, not mature, and falls down under the clutches of Maya again. So Narada Muni says, Jatra Prava Abhadravut. There is no, I would say, loss. Abhadra means great loss or inauspiciousity. There is no, it is still good. Even in falsa. Why? Japra, tava, avhatra, avhut, amusrakim, kovarthiyatava, in comparison to the person who is simply sticking to the formalities of religious principles without any developmental love of God, simply following the routine one. In comparison to that person, this person who came to surrender to Krishna, either by sentiment or somewhere or other, but falls down, this man is better. this man is better. There is no, I mean to say, any great loss. Rather, it is a great gain. How it is gained? Krishna has confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that Yoga Bhrasta Sangya, Sushinang Simatangi, this question was raised by Arjuna. The Krishna, one person is engaged in Bhakti Yoga. It is very good if we can execute Bhakti Yoga to the perfect point and becomes liberated, goes back to Krishna. It is very nice. But if he falls down, then what is his position? He loses both things. He loses Krishna consciousness and also this material enjoyment. Then he is nowhere. And Krishna says, no, no. It is not like that. His position is not like that. His position is better. It's still. Even if he has fallen. What is that? That Sujinam Simutangi, he is Yoga Bhrishta Sanjayata, he is one of everyone, immaturely falls down, then in next life he will have the opportunity to take birth in very rich family or in a family of a real Brahmin. Real Brahmin means Suchi, always pure. That is real Brahminical quality. Truthful, clean, wise, God consciousness, these are Brahminical qualities. We are given three ceremonies to our disciples to recognize him that he has got the Brahminical qualification. He has given up these meat-eating, illicit sex life, gambling, and intoxication. He is chanting Hare Krishna mantra. He is being purified gradually. He is trying to understand Krishna. Therefore, he is always pure. This is the recognition. This third ceremony is recognition. But if we simply make it a show, but now I have got threat, I have become liberated, I may not do anything, and then again I fall down. The same principle is always going on, Maya and Krishna. Just like in India, those who are born in Brahmin family, they are falsely proud that we are born in Brahmin family, now we are perfect. Now we can do any nonsense thing, still I am there. And it is actually being done. They are doing works less than a Shudra, and still they are passing on as Brahmin. That is the cause of India's spiritual paradigm. Some people they have exploited simply being born in high family. But actually that is not the position. Actual position is by equality. If one has got the quality of a Brahmin, then he should be recognized as Brahmin, as we are doing here. Here, nobody is born in a Brahmin family. But how we are offering him sacred things? By the quality. That is recommended by Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami gives a very nice example. In his Hari Bhakti Vilas, Jatha kansa jati vaso vidhanena, by chemical process, one can turn gun metal into gold. Similarly, by the process of initiation, one can become bija. Bija means twice more, or brand. So, the chance is given. If one falls down immaturely from the standard of bhakti yoga, devotional service, Krishna consciousness, then he gets next birth, either in a very nice Brahmin family or a very rich family. So, isn't that, so what is the last step? Even if I fall. But that does not mean I shall wait for falling down. No. It's like in India, formerly, in medical college, there were two designations. One was MD, and another was LMS. So what is the distinction? Now, after passing the, after regularly attending the class, say 5 or 6 years, if one passes the examination, he takes the title MD, doctor of medicine, or something like that. And if he fails, then he is given the title LMS, licentiate in medical, medicine and surgery. So after studying in the medical college for the regular years, 5 or 6 years, so even if he fails, he is recognized, but not to the standard of that past medical man, but he is given license all right. If you don't wish to study more, you get the license to practice, licensing. Similarly, a devotee, a person in devotional service, in Krishna consciousness, even if he falls down by some reason or other, without being mature, then he has, he's not in loss. He says, Narada Muni says, that, evaṁ tāvat kamma karmāde anatrahitutta tam vihāya haredlilāyva bandhaniyatam. Therefore, everyone should be engaged in Krishna consciousness. If we pass Krishna consciousness examination at the end of our life, it is very good. But even if we fail, just like the medical man failing, as a, we can execute, we can work as a medical man to get the license, just like to take birth in a nice family, that means again devotional service. In India, rich family means they must have their own private temple. Oh, generally, they have a private temple. All rich men. Now they are not constructing, just like in your country, those are rich. Now they are not constructing any churches. They're everywhere. People are losing interest in religion, but informally, say, in 25 years, both the Hindus and Muslims, if one becomes rich, immediately he tries to construct a temple or a mosque. I have got personal experience when I was doing medical business, one Mohammedan, his name was Abdullah, he was supplying me bottles. So he was a very poor man, but by making a business in bottle supply, he became rich. So one day he asked him, Abdullah, you have got now money, how you are going to utilize your money? So he said, Babuji, at Masjid Banauna. He said that, my dear sir, that I had got an intention to construct a mosque. So, people, either Christian or Jew or Mohammedan or Hindu, formerly they were religious, and according to their faith, they used to construct either synagogue or church or mosque or temple all over the world. Now they have lost interest. So, to get a birth in the family of a pure Brahmin means he gets the association, because in a Brahmin family or a rich family, the worship of Krishna is there. Every Brahmin family according to Vedic culture, must worship Narayan. Everyone. If he is not worshipping Narayan, then he is rejected from them. That was the strict. And Simatang means rich family, very rich family. So every rich family has a temple, private temple. That's why I was born in a family. Although I was not a member of that family, but I was born in a very rich family behind a temple. Still that temple existing. When I last year went to India, I stayed in that temple. Uchyutananda, recently he was there, he informed me that he is staying in that temple. So that is the facility. We got the facility of this temple. Because we are born in that family from the very beginning of our life, we got the idea of Radha Krishna worship. It's very nice. The Suchinang Simatang Gihi Yoga Bhrasta Sanjaya. So there is no law. He begins again worship on Radha Krishna, either in the Brahmin family or in the rich family. And if anyone does not take to Krishna consciousness, devotional service, simply engages in his prescribed duties as a Brahmin, a Kshatriya, a Shudra, and is very strict moralist, he may get, he may not get up. There is, because this life, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Veda, Upanishad, Purastha Dhara Nishita Gurutvaya. The people do not understand that how we are stationed. Any little defiance, we may fall down. As there is chance of fall down from Krishna consciousness, there is chance of fall down from any position. This human life, human form of life should be very carefully and cautiously utilized. This verse I was explaining yesterday. Labdha sudullabham bhushambhavam se. So, Dharukmani advises that induce everyone to be engaged in Krishna consciousness. Never mind, even if you fall down, there is no loss. This is the principle. If he becomes successful, the greatest boon. That greatest boon is described in Bhagavad Gita. Samsiddhim paramangata. Highest perfection. Highest samsiddhim. Samsiddhim means perfection. Paramang, the supreme. Mam upita kontiya dukkhalayam vasasatam. Nāpnuvanti mahātmāna samsiddhim paramangata. So if we become successful in Krishna consciousness, we achieve the greatest success of life. But even if we fall down, there is no loss. Because we are going to get birth in Suchina, in nice Brahmin family or rich mercantile family, where it is supposed nowadays, at the present moment, there is no Brahmin, no Kshatriya, no Vaishya. Everyone is a Sudra. Kalo Sudra Sambhava. The situation is different. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made the thing very easy. Either you become Brahmin and Sudra, or Kshatriya, or less than Sudra, Chandal, anything. It doesn't matter. Stick to this chanting of Hare Krishna, and if you stick to this, and if you follow the regulatory principle, your success is sure. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wish, and that is confirmed here by Narad Muni, that there is no loss. Even one falls down from Krishna consciousness platform. That does not mean we shall fall down. We must be very steady and rigid. And we bow, dhiraprata. Rajanti vāna dhiraprata. Krishna says, Yes. Te danna maha nirmapta. How we can become fixed up in Krishna consciousness? And that is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Desam antagatam papa. Anyone who is completely free from all sinful yes. Desam antagatam papa. Janaram punya karmana. And who can be completely free from all sinful reactions? They are always engaged in pious activities. Such person. Because if you engage yourself in pious activities, there is no chance of your being engaged in sinful activities. So, this activity, Krishna consciousness activity, is not only pious, it is transcendental. So, if you stay on this platform of Krishna consciousness, the easy process, just like we are executing in human now, chanting, dancing, eating Bhagavad Prasadam, hearing Bhagavad or Bhagavad Gita, trying to understand, simple process. It is not very difficult. And we are satisfied with little prasadam, never mind what it is. This process will make you stay on. So don't deviate. Whatever little regulated principles are there, they are not very difficult. Just stick to this principle, chant Hare Krishna, eat prasadam, and your life will be successful. Here is the assurance by Narada Muni that even if you fall down, still there is no loss. But on the other side, those who are not in Krishna consciousness, if he is very regular businessman or regular worker, so many things, still his gain is nothing. He samayavaitivanam. He simply lives because he has no connection with Krishna consciousness. The life mission, this human form, life mission is to understand Krishna and listen. He is neglecting that. He has no information. Therefore, he does not gain. If you go to a place, to a where, and you can earn money, as much as you like, and if you go there, and if you do not earn anything, you come empty-handed, so as your mission becomes unsuccessful, similarly, in the human form of life, you are simply engaged in the animalistic way of life, eating, sleeping, mating, and depending in a nice way than the birds and bees, then you are not getting anything. Parabhavastavadabodhya. In many places, these things are very nicely explained. Abodhya, we are born. We are born ignorant. A child is born ignorant. If the father, mother, guardians do not give him education, then his life is quiet. The child has no fault. It is the fault of the guardian. Similarly, in this human form of life, if the state, the father, the teacher, the school, college, and everyone who are responsible for raising the child to knowledge, to become wise, if they do not take care, and simply they are trained for eating nicely, sleeping nicely, mating nicely, and defending nicely, then there is no gain. The life is, the chance is missed. Narada Muni says that without coming to Krishna consciousness, if he simply engaged in a polished way to this animalistic way of life, eating, sleeping, making, and defending, then he does not gain anything. On the other side, if a person, without any knowledge, without any understanding, by sentiment, takes to Krishna consciousness, and being immature, if he falls down, there is no loss. This is the purpose. Thank you.